appeared to have trouble tracking it in the wind. After giving up the hit, Sanderson was immediately lifted for Greg Catterae, who retired the side in order to preserve the Yankees' 4-0 shutout victory. In the junior circuit, Kansas City shut out Cleveland 1-0 and Chicago over Baltimore 2-0. Toronto's whipping Boston 5-3, Milwaukee shutting out Texas 6-0, and Minnesota 4-1 winners over Oakland, California 5, Seattle 3. In the senior circuit, Cubs shut out St. Louis 2-0. It was Pittsburgh 6-3 winners over Montreal, Cincinnati 6, Houston 5, the Dodgers 6-4 winners over Atlanta, Philadelphia got by New York in 10 innings 8-7, and San Diego beat the San Francisco Giants 4-3. And just a reminder, of course, both tracks are open now in the Detroit area. The thoroughbreds are running afternoons out at Ladbroke DRC. And, of course, the Trotters and the Pacers are doing their thing every evening over at Hazel Park Racecourse. By the way, congratulations are in order to Fran and Joseph Manetti. Born Easter Sunday, a male with dark brown hair, weighed 100 pounds. It's not a son. It's a colt. Possibly the two-year-old trotting champ at Hazel Park Raceway in 1993. The name Kentucky Storm, it is out of Kentucky's song. A good one. And by the way, you hear those Hazel Park race results at 1:15. Let's make that 1:17. Or 1:17. Every morning after the races here on WWJ. That's WWJ Sports. Sports at 15 and 45 past the hour on WWJ News Radio 95.
Have you heard of Operation Lockup? Because car theft has become a major problem in the country, the National Fraternal Order of Police is sponsoring Operation Lockup. 220,000 policemen, represented by the National Fraternal Order of Police, have dedicated this campaign to the reduction of auto theft. These same policemen, 220,000 strong, recommended one anti-theft device for this effort. The one recommended by police is the club. The highly visible bright red club fits easily across the steering wheel and once locked in place makes steering virtually impossible. Priced under $60, the club is affordable and insured for up to $200 of your insurance deductible. Most important of all, the club drastically reduces car theft, thus allowing the police more time to deal with more serious crimes. Help your police to protect you by joining Operation Lockup and buy the club. Don't be fooled by imitators. Remember, it must say the club on the handle. Available at Sears, Meijer, Auto Works, Servistar Hardware, Kmart, and Target.
WWJ News Time, 4:20. It is time once again to take a look at traffic and weather together. It is early on this Thursday morning. No problems to tell you about this morning on the Detroit area freeways and the major surface streets in the way of accidents. Still considerable construction going on around town. Now, there has been no precipitation to speak of during these early morning hours. Surfaces are dry. However, it's kind of cool out there this morning. As you head out for work or for school, bundle up a bit. It's not exactly spring-like, but this morning. It's more like late winter. Clear and cool this morning. We expect that low in the mid-20s, along about sunrise this morning at 7 o'clock. Plenty of sunshine later today, warming into the mid-50s, partly cloudy Thursday night. That low near freezing. Friday, cloudy, windy, maybe some afternoon showers. That high near 50 degrees. If you're going to be doing some boating on the waters of southeastern Michigan later today, a north-to-south high-pressure ridge over the western Great Lakes region is drifting very slowly east across the lakes region. It's going to continue that route right on through tonight, Thursday night. So if you're going to be out in the waters today of southeastern Michigan, there is a small craft advisory in effect, but that will probably be dropped later this afternoon as our waves will, I should say, our winds will be toning down just a bit. Early in the day, however, we're expecting winds out of the north from 10 to 20 knots, so that's creating that small craft advisory. Sunny skies today, waves around 2 feet on the lakes and a foot or less on the rivers. Water temp at Belle Isle is 46 degrees. Right now, 32 degrees, exactly freezing in Metro, 35 at City Airport, 36 degrees in Southfield in southern Oakland County. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, round the clock. Every day of the week, only on WWJ News Radio 95. WWJ News Time 422. I'm Earl Dickinson. A popular Waterford Township recycling center just may start charging its users. WWJ's Don Patrick reports City officials fear it's being used by outsiders and operating costs, they are skyrocketing.
Officials have already adopted a residents-only policy and will start charging people who use the township compost center and may well do the same thing at the recycling center. Cost of operating the two centers have soared past the $54,000 mark, and township officials fear that outsiders and even commercial enterprises are using them. Starting this weekend, a residents-only policy will be in effect at the compost center, and patrons will be asked to show their driver's license to prove they live in Waterford Township. They'll also be charged $10 for a pickup truck or trailer load of brush and $3 for grass or leaves. Curbside recycling started January 1st, but there's been no decline in the use of the center. Officials attribute that to use of the center by non-residents. Recycling patrons will be surveyed over the next few weeks, and they'll be asked to name their hometown. Results are due in 30 days, and after that, the center may be declared off-limits to non-residents, and all users may be charged. Don Patrick, WWJ, News Radio 95.
And if you have not yet heard, yes, there was one winner last night of that $25 million plus jackpot in the Lotto 47 game. That one winning ticket out there is worth just a little better than $1.25 million a year for the next 20 years. WWJ News Time, 4:23.
Don't expect to feel even the slightest bit comfortable while watching The Comfort of Strangers. I'm Gail Eichenthal on film. Paul Schrader's moody thriller takes place in that most sensuous and seamy of cities, Venice, Italy. Also the site of Nicholas Roeg's classic suspense film, Don't Look Now. But this high-toned piece of claptrap bears a closer resemblance to last year's epic Bertolucci bore, The Sheltering Sky. Call it The Sheltering Gondola. In this case, the disillusioned young couple traveling to an exotic locale to try and repair their troubled relationship consists of the fantastically photogenic Rupert Everett and Natasha Richardson. Richardson's Mary and Everett's Colin are well-heeled Britishers who find themselves strangely drawn to the oddest couple since Oscar and Felix. Christopher Walken plays Robert, the obsessive bar owner who follows the couple around. His spouse Caroline is Helen Mirren of The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover fame. Once again, this hugely gifted actress has for some reason latched on to the role of a debauched and abused wife of a very sick man. Robert gets Colin and Mary drunk and regales them with shocking stories of his childhood. And Caroline tells Mary her awful secrets. Then comes pointless death and self-destruction. Director Paul Schrader adores this sort of thing. Remember, he previously brought us American Gigolo and Mishima. Here he banks on a brilliant, if mannered, script by Harold Pinter and some extraordinary performances, especially by the two female leads. But for all the intelligence and care that went into the good-looking production, it all adds up to empty pretension. Schrader wants you to be shocked by The Comfort of Strangers. More likely, you'll be annoyed. I'm Gail Eichenthal on film.
Arthritis is a very serious and often debilitating disease that affects 1.2 million people in Michigan. Aspirin plays an important role in the treatment of pain and inflammation associated with the disease, but the correct dosage is essential. Only your physician can determine how much aspirin your body can handle to effectively treat the symptoms of this disease. To obtain a free brochure on aspirin and arthritis, call 1-800-968-3030.
Keeping you on top of your world, WWJ News Radio 95.
And now a look at business with the Financial News Network.
In London, the UK share market moves higher after a low start. The Financial Times 100 stock index is now up 9.4 points. Wall Street winds up at 2,874.50 points after a minimal 1.48 point gain on the Dow Industrial Average on Wednesday. Tokyo shares pushed up in the last hour by a major company, the Nikkei ending at 26,424 points. That's up 156 and a third, or 0.60%. Trade is 320 million shares and 40 million of those in the last hour. Hong Kong is down sharply, losing 73.69 points on the Hang Seng to close at 3,703.93. Australia ending higher by 11.6 points on the All Ordinaries, and the dollar ends lower against the yen and mark in Tokyo. It opens stronger in Europe. In Tokyo, the dollar at the end brings 136.65 yen. Gold's at 361 and a quarter an ounce in London. I'm Alan Shaw on the Financial News Network.
And you hear business news at 25 and 55 past the hour all day, every day on WWJ News Radio 95.
Yet another victory for Kevin Costner. I'm Jim Brady. Do the Academy Awards sell tickets? Yes, they do. Do they get you on magazine covers? Yes, again. Advertising Age, again last month, added up all the magazine cover subjects on more than 30 leading publications in this country and came up with The Envelope, Please. Kevin Costner, the month's most popular magazine cover celebrity. Costner is already on two April covers as well. All this, of course, a pleasant fallout from the success of his movie, Dances with Wolves. Magazine editors last month also liked Jodie Foster for her role as an FBI agent in the scary flick, The Silence of the Lambs. She finished second to Costner. In third place, President Bush. The emphasis here, of course, the victory over Iraq. In fourth place, Whoopi Goldberg was tied with Fergie, the Duchess of York. Whoopi was in there for a happy reason, her Oscar nomination for Ghosts. Poor Fergie made headlines for less joyous reasons, rumors of marital difficulties. Last year's big cover story stars Madonna, Elizabeth Taylor, Donald Trump, and Saddam Hussein, hard to find anywhere. Jim Brady, Advertising Age.
Hi, I'm Alvina Ray Hull, WWJ's Director of Community Affairs. Every week, WWJ presents an Outstanding Citizen of the Week, sponsored by MJB Coffee. These are special people who have a long record of community service. If you know someone like this, let us hear from you. Mail your nomination to Outstanding Citizen of the Week, WWJ News Radio 95, P.O. Box 5005, Southville, 48086. Include a phone number. WWJ and MJB Coffee, making your community better.
WWJ News Time 428. It is time now for another check on traffic and weather together. And as far as traffic is concerned, no problems to tell you about on the Detroit Area freeways, the major surface streets this morning. You should have no problems whatsoever as you head out to work or school or wherever it may be early this morning. Now, I'm not talking about later, what we call drive time. I'm talking about right now. If you're headed out, you should encounter no problems. Still a bit of construction, of course, going on here and there. And some of those areas, they're going to be under construction the rest of the year. So maybe you should kind of make your plans accordingly for some of those. I guess construction, hate to mention the word taxes this time of year, but kind of like taxes, always with us. You buckle up and drive defensively this morning. Weather-wise, clear and chilly, down into the mid-20s by the time we reach sunrise today. Plenty of sunshine later today. It's going to warm into the mid-50s. Enjoy it. That's right. Partly cloudy Thursday night, a low near freezing. A little cooler on Friday, about 50 degrees. It's going to be cloudy, windy, could have some afternoon showers. Hot spot in the U.S. of A yesterday, well, it was a tie, both in California, El Centro and Imperial, reporting 95 degrees, and we had a tie for the cold spot also. And that's cold, 4 degrees, Durango, Colorado, and Stanley, Idaho. Highest sustained winds yesterday, 46 miles per hour in Goodland, Kansas. But those winds gusted to 69 miles an hour yesterday in Goodland. Right now in the Motor City, 32 degrees, exactly freezing at Metro Airport, 34 at City Airport. It is 36 degrees in Southfield in southern Oakland County. Traffic and weather this time around, sponsored by Amoco Motor Oil. And you can set your watch by it. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes at 08, 18, 28, 38, 48, and 58 past each hour. Only on WWJ News Radio 95.
After 15,000 miles, regular unleaded may not be enough. Your car can lose acceleration. Turn to higher octane Amoco Silver and bring back the acceleration. Bring back the power. The sure way to get personal and professional care for your office environment is to call E&W Quality Services. Let E&W Quality Services put together a cleaning program economically suited to your company's needs. E&W Quality Services guarantees to beat your current janitorial firm's price while improving the quality of service. Whether you need nightly or weekly cleaning, you can count on well-trained personnel under direct owner supervision using the most modern equipment and techniques currently available. That and E&W's commitment to communication with their customers means no more inconsistent cleaning problems and a nicer environment for you and your employees. Call E&W Quality Services at 928-0173. That's 928-0173. Be sure to ask about E&W's exclusive ceiling cleaning equipment, too. Instead of painting or replacing your old ceiling tiles, let E&W Quality Services use their exclusive cleaning system to make your ceiling look new again economically. Call E&W Quality Services of Taylor today at 928-0173.
All news, all the time. News Radio 95, WWJ.
At the time, 4:31 on this early Thursday morning, April 11th, you're listening to Detroit's all-news radio station, WWJ News Radio 95. Good morning, I'm Earl Dickinson. Just some of this hour's top stories. Local workers get an award for their patriotism and keeping the Patriots rolling off the line. The U.S. issues a direct warning to Iraq. Meanwhile, it's a dire situation for the Kurds in northern Iraq. These stories coming up along with sports at 4:45 this morning. The Red Wings won. They're now out in front in that series against the St. Louis Blues. And the Red Wings were, you know this, tremendous underdogs in this series. They're out in front three games to one. They did all right last night. Not so the Pistons. And I think we could say the Tigers did even worse against the Yankees yesterday afternoon when they were one hit. That's right, and they were shut out. WWJ News Time 4:32. The U.S. Army flew some of its top brass to the metro area to give personal thanks to a group of workers who are not on the front line but very much involved in Desert Storm nonetheless. WWJ's Cynthia Bryant attended the ceremony, has more in this report.
Military officials had a first-hand look at what PSI workers do and how they help save the day. The anti-missile missile known as the Patriot gained notoriety during the Persian Gulf War, and a Livonia-based company had a hand in that. Latter part of January, shortly after the war had started, the Martin Marietta Company in Florida ran into a problem when a main part broke. To keep up with demand for the Patriot in the Gulf, the part had to be repaired and quickly. That's where PSI comes in. A dozen workers, some Vietnam vets, volunteered their time working around the clock to repair the part. One worker, we're told, put in 30 straight hours. Lieutenant General Marvin Brelsford of the U.S. Army Material Command in Virginia today presented the workers with an award of recognition.
We have selected the top 100 that we wanted to give special recognition because of how they went above and beyond the call of duty in supporting our forces. PSI is in that very distinguished group.
That says it all. Cynthia Bryant, WWJ News Radio 95.
The Pentagon says the military services are planning to cut more than 60,000 personnel over the next 5 months. Now, that's about as many as projected before the Persian Gulf War. The services are planning to send 90-day notices to members who, now that the war is over, are being discharged. The White House has warned the Iraqis not to interfere with Allied efforts to give humanitarian aid to Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq. Implied in the warning is that any Iraqi warplanes or helicopters that make threatening moves are going to be shot down. At the University of Michigan, political science professor Raymond Tanter says the warning itself should keep the Iraqis from making any hostile moves. Tanter doesn't expect the U.S. to get involved in Iraq's internal strife. Feels that Saddam Hussein will remain in power.
Saddam Hussein is more secure now because of the idea that the devil we know is better than the devil we do not know. That is to say, the international coalition feels that it's better to go along with Saddam rather than risk a true partitioning of Iraq.
Allied efforts are underway to assist the Kurdish refugees trying to escape from northern Iraq. There may be as many as 2 million of those refugees. It is a very dire situation for the Kurds in northern Iraq. WWJ News Time 4:35. We're going to take a look at that situation right after this.
Detroit CBS-owned all-news radio station.
News Radio 95, WWJ.
How much do you know about the proper storage and handling of potentially dangerous household products and chemicals? Do you know who to call in case of an emergency? Whatever your response, it's always good to have easy access to that information. Therefore, WWJ is offering a handy safe chemical checkup brochure. For your copy, send a self-addressed business-sized envelope to Safe Chemical Checkup, WWJ, P.O. Box 5005, Southfield, Michigan, 48086.
WWJ.